welcome or welcome back to another episode of the Moody Solace podcast. Happy April and happy beautiful springtime to you all. If you are still in a stormy and snowy climate, I'm so sorry for you, but I hope there is refuge soon. I'm in San Diego, so I'm pretty spoiled with the weather here. It's raining right now, which is a rarity. It actually has been raining quite often this year, which is odd for us. But and when I say rain, it's like drizzling. It's not drizzling. It's like steady rain for a few hours. And like if you're from a state or a country that has like real weather, like this is laughable. But every time it rains like this, just like, you know, light rain periodically throughout the day, everybody is in like panic emergency mode. Because one, we don't have the infrastructure or the storm drains to keep up with this rain. And two, because we're just spoiled bitches in this side of the world. So in any case, I am loving the rain. I am loving the weather. I'm out. I am sitting in my living room right now, looking out the window, seeing all the flowers bloom, seeing the cozy rain. And I'm loving it. I'm soaking it up because I know that in just a few months, we're all going to be experiencing just scorching hot weather, wishing for some rain. So I'm just going to soak it all in and enjoy what we have right now. And I hope you're doing the same. Oh, so first of all, I'm sorry for not recording last month. There was a lot of change and shifting going around in my life, and I just didn't have the bandwidth to sit down and record. And also, even if I did sit down and record and tell myself, like, hey, you need to sit down and you have this task to do, my thoughts would not have been comprehensive and just all over the place. And it just didn't feel right and authentic to sit down and record and preach something that I just didn't myself follow or abide by or feel. So I'm in a better space right now mentally and physically. And I want to share what I've been, kind of the little revelations that I've been facing or having lately. So to kickstart this episode, let's start with the word of the month, shall we? The word of the month for the month of April is renewal. And the definition of renewal is the replacing or repair of something that is worn out, run down, or broken. I'm going to read that once more. The replacing or repair of something that is worn out, run down, or broken. I don't know about you guys, but I've really been loving like reading the definition of these words that just like speak to me. And I'll ask myself throughout the month, like, what word is really speaking to me that I want to kind of live by for this month? And it came to me a couple weeks ago and I was like, renewal, that sounds great. Like, I'm really in this stage of renewal. And then I looked up the definition to see what it, you know, literally means. And it just hit me even more. So I hope that resonates with you guys. But if not, so sorry, resonates with me. And yeah, I've just been really feeling like I need to repair or replace myself. And I've been feeling really worn out, run down, and broken. And when I think of kind of framing these episodes and how I want them to really parallel Moody Solace and kind of the philosophy that I'm trying to build in this business and brand that I'm currently in the process of building. And it's really preliminary stages. I'm really trying to think out, like, how do I want to really execute Moody Solace in a way that's sustainable, authentic, and just different? And for me, thinking about renewal in terms of the pieces that I want to sell and have in my home simultaneously are pieces that are old and just need a little TLC. And I look at the furniture industry and everything just seems so expensive, so overproduced, and cheaply made. So when I think of renewal, I also think of sustainability and also bringing pieces back to life that would have been in the trash or just people seeing like, oh, that doesn't look really pretty for my home, but finding a way to bring more life and color into a piece brings me a lot of excitement and fulfillment. And again, it's sustainable. So finding that parallel and knowing that, like, okay, within my business, I love the concept of renewal. And within my life, I also love the concept of renewal because, like I said, I feel worn out, run down, and broken in many aspects of my life. And I'm sure if you reflect upon yourself, you most likely feel worn out, run down, or broken in various or few elements that you can process and try to dissect. And I think when springtime comes around, we think of this newness, like everything needs to be new and fresh and just like reset. We're coming out of winter. We're coming out of this stage of just like slowing down. And I don't know about y'all, but I feel like when springtime comes around, it's this feeling of great. I can just start over. It's like this new year feeling, but it feels more authentic because it is in alignment with the actual seasons, when New Year's in the middle of winter is not really, it's not really flowing with the literal weather and the season that we're in. So a lot of those goals are just not really sustainable. But then we hit spring, we're like, oh, okay, now we can hit the reset button and start over and new year, new me. And again, it's not really sustainable because we're trying to erase things that we're trying to ignore. We're trying to, or for me, I don't know if I can speak for y'all, but this is how personally I've been feeling, or conversations that I've had with people, or just kind of trends that I see online of just like starting anew, which starting anew can be refreshing in its own way. But I think starting with this concept of renewal is more sustainable, because then you can move forward and ask yourself, what is it that I've been avoiding, pushing down to the deep, deep depths of your soul and of your body? What is it that you really need to face, and how can you face it and process it in a way that evolves you into a different version of yourself and not a completely new version of yourself? Because there is no new versions of ourselves. We're just evolving in ways that we know how to, and we take our past traumas or our past pain or our past struggles, and we learn how to turn that into something positive, or we should learn how to take that and transform it into something positive. So for me, I have been having a hard time kind of dissecting my past, understanding bits and pieces of myself that I've really tried to avoid. And all of that has been coming up to the surface, and I haven't really known what to do with all of it. And I usually find constant distractions to just avoid everything. And I've been coming to this conclusion that I have been like dwelling so immensely on the past, dwelling so much and longing for this past that will never happen again, that I've been trying to move forward by also bringing the past with me. And it's been so hindering. Like there's this, I will never forget what one of my teachers said back in college about nostalgia. We were talking about nostalgia, and I'm like, I love that feeling of just like nostalgia, watching nostalgic movies and going back to your childhood memories and going to places that you grew up with, or your old home, or whatever the case may be. But then she said, there's a difference between nostalgia and longing for the past and living in the past. And it's going to keep you there, and it's going to hinder your growth. And at the time, I'm like, whatever, like this doesn't really resonate with me because I'm so fixated on distractions that I think I'm tricking my brain into thinking that I'm moving forward and I'm thinking on the future. But really, I'm just trying to avoid any and all emotion. And now I'm in this stage of, okay, this nostalgia that I've been having, the rewatching of movies, that is something that I revisit on a weekly basis, is like, what movie can I rewatch to make me feel so comfortable? And it's come to a point where it is unhealthy. It's just a band-aid and making me feel like seeking comfort in these places that I knew once brought me comfort, and not finding new coping mechanisms or making new memories to then one day look back and say, oh, this moment that I'm in right now will soon be nostalgic in the future. And that's a beautiful thing. And I've been missing the present, and I've been focusing so much on the future that I haven't really, or yeah, I focus so much on the future and daydreaming about the future to get out of my head while also still longing for the past. So it's this weird middle ground that I'm sitting in where I'm just like not living anymore, and I'm not in this present moment. And I think back on all of these like mini business endeavors that I've always started and just, I don't want to say failed in, because I think that they had their own successes and they taught me things in their own way, but they weren't sustainable. So if you guys are new here, I used to have this fitness page called Weight for Weight a few years ago. And I upheld that for like 4 years. And it was this persona that I didn't really resonate with. And I love fitness and I love health. And so I was like, cool, I'll start a fitness and health page to help people and educate people on how to have a healthy body and not fixating on this, what you look like just the outcome of fitness and health. And I was passionate about that, but then it transformed into the algorithm. It's like, what do people want to see? And let me uphold, you know, following what these other influencers are doing. And it just felt so inauthentic. And I created merch and I sold the merch, but everything was so impulsive and not thoroughly thought out in a way that could be sustainable and have some sort of backing behind it, that I just felt like I was chasing my own tail. And I had a few other ventures like that as well. And my mind moves a million miles a minute. So the second that I have an idea, I have to execute it. And I don't really think about the proper way to execute something. I just do it, which is, you know, both good and bad. And then it just kind of fizzes out because my heart and soul isn't in it. And Moody Solace feels different. And it feels like it's in alignment with the evolving that I'm doing personally of finding better footing, creating a better foundation for myself, and not constantly seeking one distraction after another to feel like I'm just starting over and erasing my past while still simultaneously longing for my past. It's a super strange place to be in. And so that's why I've really been revisiting this concept of renewal. Like, what a fun thing to think about. And I've currently been exploring my style, going through my closet and clearing out anything that no longer kind of aligns with me. And I've been thinking about all these things that I seek approval from the people that matter most to me. And because of that, I haven't really been authentically living within my own means and figuring out like, well, what do I like that's separate from the approval from the people that I really genuinely care about and value their opinions? Because while their opinions are great, are they resonating with what I want or what I like? And the answer has been no. So I've been going through my closet and cleansing things out and doing the usual spring cleaning while also thinking about like, who am I? What is this person that I want to step into? While also honoring where I've been, where I've come from, and not forgetting about these past traumas or past issues that have really been lingering for the last 10 or so years of just like weighing me down so heavily. Again, trying to ignore it while also feeling its weight and not knowing how to move forward without it. But you don't have to move forward without your pain. You can move forward with it in a way that's beautiful and productive, and processing it and accepting that the past is what it is. And all we need to extrapolate from the past is how to not repeat past mistakes and to just process like, you know, this happened. I couldn't control this situation. I handled whatever it is the best that I could with the tools that I had at that time. And now it's time to move on. And dwelling and sitting so far in something that will never change is so, 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 so incredibly unhealthy and will just completely hinder your growth. So I encourage you in this new season of change to step into this season of renewal and looking at what is making you feel worn out? What is making you feel run down or broken? And how can you move forward with those feelings in a very productive way? And for me, I've been trying to be more introspective. I've been trying to really ask myself, like, what is it that I want for my life? How do I want to feel on a daily basis? Do I constantly want to feel anxious or in fear or panicky? No, the answer is fucking no. And that's how I've been feeling. It's just like constant anxiety and fear for everything and wishing that I was just like, you know, back when I was 17 and can just start all over. But I'm like, dude, when I was 17, I was fucking fearless. I didn't give a shit about anything. I did whatever I set my mind to. And now I'm like, oh, I can't do that, or I can't do this, or I can't achieve this because I have to save money, or blah, blah, blah. Like, shut the fuck up. What is it that you want, and how will you achieve it? And what is standing in your way? Is it something external, or is it your mind? And tell your mind to shut the fuck up. That is also the motto for this month, is tell your mind to shut the fuck up. And by living through that, I have felt so much relief of, like, the second that these thoughts of doubt come into my mind, I'm like, Sabrina, that is all made up. That is all made up in your head, and the perception of what is happening is not the reality. So calm down, take a deep breath, look around you, you know, analyze your surroundings, tell yourself that you are literally physically okay, and that your mind is running rampant. And through this mentality and through talking myself through super anxious moments, I've been able to break more boundaries within myself. I've been breaking more boundaries within my fitness. I've been running more miles because I'm realizing that my mind has been hindering me from I've been telling myself, like, oh, you can't do this because you're going to be too far away from your home if you run too far. And maybe, you know, what if there's an emergency and you need to be back home? So just run 3 miles today and maybe 4 miles tomorrow, but don't go too far just in case there's an emergency. I've been living in this, like, just in case headspace. And being able to break out of that and show myself that it is possible to talk yourself out of doubt and talk yourself out of anxiety has been so freeing. But also recognizing that my anxious self is coming from something, and knowing that it's not irrelevant, and I can sit with acceptance in that. And again, circling back to that renewal of, I have been anxious because of XYZ. My past has brought about these feelings, and I am now at peace with those feelings. And I'm going to carry those with me and give myself grace and not tell myself that I've been weak or stupid or whatever, and try to ignore the fact that those emotions are there or were there, and try to move forward, you know, with blinders on. So that's the whole point that I'm trying to get at. And I hope this was all comprehensive and cohesive. But I have been at peace lately with my anxiety. I've been at peace with my pain and my trauma, and knowing that, hey, you can't run away from this forever because it's manifesting in so many different ways around your life, like being panicky, just like driving on the freeway, not knowing why, and finally having the time and the space, and allowing myself the time and the space and the grace to ask myself, why do you feel that way? Why are you feeling panicky on a fucking freeway that you've driven on for the last 29 years of your life? And then finally having the time to sift through those emotions, it's like, oh, you feel trapped when there's traffic. Okay, where is that feeling of claustrophobia coming from? And going back in time and dissecting tiny little bits and pieces of struggle and picking up those pieces. It's like, okay, this is the best analogy that I can come up with. I feel like I've been moving forward so mindlessly the last 10 years and putting little Hansel and Gretel breadcrumbs along the way. And now I'm finally having the space to, instead of longing for all of that I've gone through and wishing that I was back in this separate time when things were simpler, or when my dad was alive, and wishing that I was back in those moments and wishing that I didn't overlook them, and having so much regret for not really appreciating those moments as I should have. And I think I've been having so much regret from not really understanding the significance and meaning and importance of a family dinner, or conversations with my dad that I'll never be able to have again. And instead of wishing that I could go back and appreciate them more, I've been accepting of the fact of maybe that was, you know, what I needed to know. Maybe living so much in the moment and not longing for something or wishing for something was what I need to learn right now. And that has been just the biggest weight lifted off my shoulder of you were living so carefree and so happy. And you can return to that state of mind. So if you are longing for this version of you that just felt so carefree, that version is inside of you. It just needs to be renewed in a new way, in a new light. And now I am going back and picking up all of those Hansel and Gretel breadcrumbs that I've been leaving myself subconsciously. And I'm peacefully carrying those with me instead of wishing I could find my way back. I hope that makes sense. Oh, I haven't even spoken any of this out loud, so that feels refreshing, to say the least. And in this season of springtime, I don't want to feel like I'm starting over or that things have to be new or out with the old, in with the new, and this mentality of just, I don't know. I feel like the mentality of everybody around me or things that, not everybody around me, the things that I just see online are just ways to cope through distractions and through daydreaming. And daydreaming is something that has both, I think, saved my life in so many different ways and also made me just hinder my own growth of just living in this future fantasy land that does not exist at all, which has been, again, comforting, but such a hindrance. So now it's time to move forward with grace, with renewal, with knowing that the pieces of me that are worn out, run down, or broken can be fixed and not forgotten about or thrown away and just like, oh, whatever, it is what it is. It's like, no, I have been broken and that's okay. And I will be broken again and I'll have to learn how to pick up those pieces and carry them alongside of me. It's like the stages of grief. It's like, you know, you're angry, you're pissed off, and then you're in denial, but then you reach this moment of acceptance where you're like, I am not in control of shit. I'm not in control of jack shit except my headspace. That's it. And I coming to those terms has been so freeing because I try to control and manipulate everything. So much so that I haven't traveled in 3 years, you guys, and I am petrified to get on a flight. One, because I have issues with with claustrophobia lately and just feeling so trapped, and being able to be in this fresh mindset of, okay, where is that coming from? And it's the lack of control. I need to be in control of things at all times. And I have been in this kind of caretaker role the last 10 years. And I'm at a point where that's no longer something that I have to carry in the same way that I have been in the last 10 years. And that caretaking role has been a huge distraction as well. It is put all my efforts into something where I can, okay, cool, I can ignore myself because I need to help somebody else or do something for somebody else. And that has been freeing for me. But now I no longer am in that space, which is great and freeing in a few aspects, but also has shed light on all the things that I've been majorly ignoring. And yeah, one of them is just this feeling of lack of control and feeling so incredibly trapped and trying to feel like, you know, if I get on a plane again, I am not in control. I can't leave if I want to leave. I can't turn around and go home if I just feel uncomfortable. I'm trapped in a space with a bunch of fucking people coughing and babies crying. And I'm at the mercy of flight schedules and whatever else happens. And I have to be at peace with that. And that revisiting that fear over and over again in my head has helped me understand where it's stemming from and how I have to be at peace with knowing that no matter what I do, I am absolutely not in control, but I am in control of my headspace and how I choose to react to those situations. And the feeling of feeling trapped is in your head. It's in your head. If you feel free in your mind, you're not trapped. You're free and you're calm. I don't know if I said this in one of my other episodes, and if I did, I think it's worth re-mentioning, but I follow this account on Instagram. I can try to pull her up while I'm saying all this because I actually forgot what her handle is, but she talks a lot about depersonalization, panic attacks, and just a lot of anxiety and OCD. Her name is Peace From Within, and her name is Lily. And it has been so helpful. Like, I eventually want to pay to work with her, but in the meantime, the resources that she puts online are so valuable and have really helped me talk myself through extremely anxious or fearful moments that I'm having within my mind. And one of the posts that she said was, sitting in traffic, being in large crowds, anything that causes you anxiety, these things are not triggering. There are no such thing as triggers. All that it is you have told yourself that that is a trigger. So you can tell yourself it's not. And all of these triggers that we associate ourselves with are because, one, we haven't either we haven't dissected that from our past, and we're just accepting that this one thing is going to trigger us. So it is what it is. That's a trigger now. And forever it will be, until we tell ourselves, you know what? That thing is neutral. I have assigned a meaning to that thing. Sitting in traffic is neutral. It's a thing that we all have to deal with sometimes. I can do so many things to calm my mind. Sitting in traffic can be beautiful. It's a time alone sometimes where you can put on a podcast and you can just relax, and there's nowhere to be and you can't force anything to happen. You have nothing to do. You're just there. But I have told myself, oh no, now I'm in traffic and I'm trapped. And what if there's an emergency and I can't escape the freeway? Or what if there's a crash ahead and I'm just sitting here, feeling landlocked? Those are all things that I'm making up in my head. Worst case scenario, that has been something that actually has been game changing for me lately, is when I start spiraling, I'm asking myself, worst case scenario, what is it? Go. And if I can go through the worst case scenario and I'm like, not so bad, I can get out of that. All right. So what's up? What are you fucking tripping about, dude? Dog, chill out. Like, that is my saving grace lately, is what's the worst case? Worst case. And you're probably still fine. And quite honestly, if you're listening to this, I don't know your situation. I don't know your family dynamic. I don't know if you're in an abusive relationship. I don't know if you have an abusive dynamic. I don't know if you're struggling with loss or whatever the case may be. We're all struggling with something, but whatever the case may be, I sometimes remind myself that while I have gone through excruciatingly painful moments and extremely abusive relationships, and loss of multiple family members, and the death of my father, I tell myself that I am fortunate, I am able, and these things that we overlook so easily because we're in the hustle and bustle of just life and trying to fit in and trying to be whatever and trying to feel purposeful, we forget to just come down to our roots sometimes and think about, like, look around you. We are fortunate to be able-bodied. I tell myself when I don't want to work out lately, I'm like, you don't have to work out. No one is telling you to go work out. You get to work out. You have the ability, the physical ability to work out that one day you may not be able to have. So enjoy it and push yourself and treat your body well. And there is a god-awful, heartbreaking war in Palestine right now and in other parts of the world. And these people don't have access to food or shelter or medical care or just basic human rights. and I'm sitting here fucking freaking out on the fucking 5 North. Oh, hell no. So having that perspective sometimes has just been so enlightening to just say, how fortunate am I that my biggest struggle right now is sitting in 10 minutes of traffic? Like, are you serious? Shut up. But everything is relative. So that does not negate what you're feeling or how you're feeling. It just means sometimes perspective is helpful to get you out of your head. That's it. It doesn't negate what you're going through. It doesn't, just because there's a war somewhere else doesn't mean that your problems are minute. It just means that sometimes getting out of your head is healthy, and trying to talk yourself out of these moments is healthy, and trying to be at peace with the past is healthy. So as you enter this new season, as we enter this new season collectively, and we see flowers start to bloom and new life arise all around us, it's new, but it's also renewed, and it's recyclable. Recyclable? Recyclable. And we are just in this state of actual renewal. And that's all that I have to fucking say. Okay? I hope that resonated with you. That felt freeing for me to speak out loud, because I process things in my mind. I don't speak them out loud to people. I don't really talk about how I'm feeling. Like, this podcast is my therapy session with myself, and hopefully something that you find some meaning from and can resonate with. And I hope that this helps you think about your own struggles or your own roadblocks by me sharing what my roadblocks are. Not for me to just sit here and vent, but for me to help you guys figure out where you're suppressing your own growth and how you can find various tools or resources to grow from your pain and to move forward with your life and create a life that's so sustainable and happy. And like, as I get older, I'm just realizing all the things that just truly and honestly do not matter at all. And I am like, I'm honestly in my homesteading era, you guys. Like, I'm in the long dress, like churning butter era of my life, like sourdough making, which I'm such a fake bitch for saying that, because I started one starter and it didn't happen. Nothing happened. So I have to start all over again. But I'm like planting seeds and trying to have my own garden. And I do have a black thumb. I do. All right. Like, I read online that chamomile is super easy to grow and super low maintenance. Like, whoever wrote that is a liar, because I planted 15 chamomile seeds and seriously, not one of them has sprouted. Not one of them. So, I don't know. Is it the air? I don't know. Is it is there too much sun? I don't fucking know. I'm not a gardener. I'm trying to be. This shit is so hard. But it's so rewarding when you finally have that seed sprout and you put so much care and love and patience into it and just watching life grow around you. And like, I have been so much more aware to the beauty around me when I feel like I've just been so trapped in like a really dark mind that I couldn't even see. I live by the ocean. I couldn't even see it. It just, the beauty of the ocean and the vastness of it has just escaped me. Like, I will be running by the ocean coast. I need more coffee, you guys. I have been running by the coast, seeing the ocean and feeling literally nothing. That's not normal, you guys, because the ocean is fucking stunning. And seeing all these flowers and even getting off the freeway and like going on my route to work, there's just all these flowers blooming like on the on-ramps, and it's stunning. And when we're trapped in our heads and we're trapped in our minds, we can't see any of these things around us. And we're going to die one day. Do you want to worry about what someone else is thinking about you for the next fucking 50 years of your life? Oh, fuck no. No. I want to be happy and live peacefully and feel calm. Like, I am so tired of feeling anxious and sad and depressed and wishing for the past and wishing for this and wishing for that. It's like, shut up. It's gone. You're here right now. You're still alive somehow. Like, the miracle of life and the miracle of just like being alive and it's just insane how we can just, I don't know, with all the shit going on around us, and it's just, I don't know. I've just been in this like, wow, this is all really miraculous. This is miraculous. And we're missing it because we care about such mundane things every single fucking day. Then we have Instagram and we have Reels and we have TikTok. And we're just like scrolling in this abyss of what? Of nothing. It's nothing and it's meaningless. But it helps distract us from reality and our minds and our pain. So finally face it, you guys. This is the best season to do so. And I'm really trying to live with the seasons. And the earth is trying to teach us something. Again, I'm in my like earthy, witchy, like renewal, homesteading era. So I am all for living with the seasons and growing with the seasons. This is a season of growth and of blooming and of freshness. So I encourage you and I challenge you to do your annual spring cleaning, clear shit out that no longer serves you, freshen up your closet, change your hair color. I did. I'm red now. My hair's red and I'm calling myself Scarlet. That's my alter ego when my hair is red. So Scarlet here. Nice to meet you all. And yeah, just have fucking fun with your life. Have fun, be creative, and be at peace. Be at peace and move forward, caressing and holding and giving so much love and grace to your past self that has gone through so much heartbreak and pain. But you're here now. Somehow, you're still here. You're listening to this, and you're able to move forward peacefully. So, yeah. With that, yeah, I feel good about that. And I'm excited for this weekend. And I'm recording this on a Friday morning before work. And yeah, well, with that, you guys, I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your morning, afternoon, evening, a wonderful April. And I really look forward to speaking to you all next month. Bye.